Hey, this is John.
And this is Catherine.
And we're here to talk to you about source code today.
Cool. Hey, John. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good.
Been a little crazy out there in the 3D world.
I know, all right.
Yeah, what a good time to align with that beautiful, pristine code that creates well-being and relaxation as our natural state, even in times of stress.
Right.
And you want to talk a little bit about our ideas around
source code?
Yeah.
I mean, did a post recently on this, and we talked about this not too long ago, that to me, source code is that thing that gives life, sustains life, and directs life. So you could look at it as even God if you want to, or the fingerprint, or the mind of God. And it's in everything, in every human. It's in every plant, every seed. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. Some might even call it matrix, but to me, it is such a it's got so many negative perceptions on the word matrix, when really source code is everything. You know, we're basically swimming in it. It's omnipresent, and it's directing us. And the cool thing about source code is that it's connected to everything. And it reflects whether we're in alignment or in balance and health, or where we're out of alignment, where we have dis-ease or destruction in some way in our life. Mm-hmm. So by looking at the physical body, because that's our focus, is looking at what's going on. What is the source code saying about somebody with certain pains or diseases or discomforts? Because the source code is basically saying something very directly with each pain. It is so direct, because basically that source code is telling us, because the physical body is the manifestation of consciousness.
Yeah. Even this week, one of my clients, her son was having a little trouble kind of finding a job and a way to be in the world, and he got a raging ingrown toenail. Like, even something that insignificant to seemingly, but it really kind of immobilized him in a way where he had to stop what he was doing and deal with his body, because his body finally said, I've had enough. I got to get your attention so that you can understand what I'm trying to say to you. And wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to wait until we were debilitated?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that alignment is, you're picking up the cues quicker. Mm-hmm. One of the analogies I use is, let's say a child picks up a snake because they don't know any better. Well, the first thing that the parent's going to do is say, drop that, you know, but if the child probably going to still hold on, and then it escalates. So in other words, pain will stop small, but then it'll get bigger. And I really do believe that concept of three times, when you hear something three times, or you have a pain that revisits you three times, it's going to get worse and worse until you're forced to take some kind of action, even if the action is just mental. Because people misperceive action as being, you know, I'm physically doing this, when sometimes it's the mental movement that changes everything.
Yeah, and John and I, in our 20-plus years as therapists, have seen the correlation dramatically on our tables and with our clients weekly. And so this is a combination of our combined experience speaking to you and saying, hey, let's get together and make this fun and easy and simple, where you have a client or you're a family member or loved one or yourself has some body talk happening. Mm-hmm. And it's other than your highest choice in that it's painful and pervasive and maybe even starting to be chronic, or it can turn into dis-ease.
Yeah, and from that perspective, pain is your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to run away from pain instead of really looking at it. They want to, you know, the old analogy is your dashboard light comes on warning you about something and you want to like cut the wires to the light, when really you need to look at that and go, okay, what is this really trying to tell me? And when you start paying attention like that, you're working with source code, because basically your thoughts, your feelings, your visuals, your words, all of that utilize source code. it's how we create. It's, you know, the things that we hear of, like The Secret, are rooted in source code and how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think that the more we experience this for our own, in our own bodies, the better we're going to really come to understand, hey, it's a simple process. If relaxation and well-being is my natural state and I am stressed, I'm probably not in alignment. Mm-hmm. That's about how simple it is. And so some of the ways that you can gain alignment or get back into alignment, we have on our website, Body Worker Guides, things like meditation, and medicinal, or not medicinal, but herbal helpers like tinctures and
flower essences.
Yeah. Essential oils. Mm-hmm. We even have some meditations that will, and tapping. John is really big on tapping, and he's done a couple of tapping samples. And, you know, for the first time person who maybe doesn't know about these kinds of great healing modalities, this is a great way for you to dip your toe in the water. It's totally free to you for the sample page. And I think that once you look around our website, you'll kind of get to know us better. And
right.
then we are going to continue to have these talks weekly or mm-hmm. biweekly.
Right.
And also, we're going to be offering CEUs.
The webinars, yes.
Mm-hmm, webinars.
And, you know, the thing that really gets me excited when it comes to the body, mind, the spirituality, which, you know, really there's no separation between those. They're all the same thing. Your physical body is the manifestation of your mind. But anyway, what really excites me is how the correlation between even biblical references are found in the body, like the Ark of the Covenant. That's actually a bone in your body. The Ten Commandments are the two-lobed pituitary gland, and the commandments are hormones. So that we even take it further than just saying, oh, this means this. We take it to the degree of helping the person, because we want to help the person become the one who is reading source code as well. So we call ourselves source code translators, and there are many different ways to translate source code, and we have studied so many different avenues that we can speak just about any language out there and translate it. But we want to create more source code translators, not just something that we do it all for you, but we help you clear your own, understand your own, and then start being able to work with source code in your own life, for your own body, for your own well-being, and those around you.
Yeah, and using your own tools. So for me, it's been massage therapy, life coaching, and bio-optic holography. For John?
Massage. Tapping. EFT is a big thing for me, and I've created another system that's kind of based on Chinese medicine and EFT. Gary Craig, who developed EFT, didn't really know about Chinese medicine. So there's a very specific way of tapping. There's 12 meridians, but they actually flow one into the other. So tapping head to pinky is not the best way to tap. So, but anyway, tapping's a huge thing. For me, it's not only helpful in clearing an issue, it's also very diagnostic. Like if I'm tapping on the index finger, which is the colon finger, and I feel stuck there, I know that there's some colon issues going on. But see, I see things in a different way. So when I speak a certain language, colon just doesn't mean physical colon. It means emotional too. I'm thinking restriction. I'm thinking holding on. I'm thinking control. And it's interesting that finger, the index finger, is what you point at someone to tell them what to do. So
I've never done that.
Right. So the body says so much, like Catherine said. Even a simple cut on your finger is telling you something at the right time. Mm-hmm. You may think it's the wrong time, but you know there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything is a synchronicity, and nothing happens by accident.
That's right. Yeah, and so we just want to bring this to the front of everyone's awareness that would choose to listen and participate. And by participate, I really would love to have dialogue with you guys either through our Facebook page or through weekly webinars. And we would like to create a forum where we can do question and answer and just troubleshoot some of this. We're sort of like the click and clack of bodies.
Yeah, and even to the point of doing group healing sessions. where we're taking the group that's plugged in on the webinar and doing sessions that clear us all. Because if you'll notice, if you've been a therapist for any amount of time, and we're not just talking massage therapists, energy worker, we're open, like I said, we speak so many different languages. But if you've been doing that long enough, you realize that there are very similar veins for everyone. Mm-hmm. And if you're really aware of source code and things around you, you realize that every person that shows up to you is a reflection of yourself anyway. So those people have information for you if you're really open to seeing and working with it.
Right. And, you know, let's face it. The healthcare system is in collapse. We need to learn and should choose to open up and learn more about how do we heal ourselves. Our body is so self-healing.
Yes.
That with just a little bit of help, like just a little effort in the direction of, hey, let me listen to you. What are you saying to me? It will right itself, mm-hmm. if given the proper tools, and mostly that you feel safe, secure, and in a relaxed state. I think when you were sleeping, you know, all kinds of wonderful things happen. Our hormones get rebooted, and
if we're not programmed in a negative way,
yeah, right.
Sometimes that doesn't happen for people because
right.
they've got a program running in the background. As soon as they go to sleep, the program starts, and that uses up all the energy that could have been rejuvenating the body. It's actually doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about source code translation is we are looking at physiology. Which physiology is a study of the body, and psychology is one thing, because they are. So if you look at the body, it's telling you exactly what's going on in the consciousness or the thinking process. Not only conscious, but unconscious, because unconscious is typically more than conscious, and that is where all the bad boogaboo monsters are hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But your body is showing you what those are.
Yeah, and collectively, you know, I think the other thing that we've noticed is there's disease du jour. Like, there are certain things that just kind of come along at a certain point in time, and it's a collective thing. Like, everybody's got gluten intolerance, or everybody's got Hashimoto's disease, or everybody's got some kind of autoimmune thing mm-hmm. going on. Well, if you look at the environment and the beliefs believed in and how we feel, like everything's coming in to attack us, well, then of course we're going to have autoimmune problems. And so the feeling of well-being and relaxation around our environment and our beautiful global environment and our internal environment is going to make a huge difference. I know we've talked many times about Bruce Lipton's work with stem cells and how he discovered that it's actually the environment that changes the cell. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a game changer all the way across the board. So
yeah, I love his information because, I mean, and I love his joke there about, you know, he basically took the nucleus out of a cell. The nucleus was believed to be the brain, but it turns out that the nucleus is basically the reproductive system. And the joke there is, of course, men doctors would think that the reproductive system is the brain. But what really turns out to be the brain, and it's actually in our wording, which is what I love about source code, is everything has a hidden message. Everything. So the membrane, the memory brain of a cell is the brain. Not the nucleus inside of it, but the membrane around it. It's the membrane. So I just find that, I think that stuff is fascinating, and I get totally excited about that. And there's so many different correlations that it's a fractal. It goes on and on. And since everything is written on source code, then you can see the reflections and the fractals everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is just a little tidbit of information about what we're about. And again, I'm Catherine Lott, and this is
John
Watley. Watley, and we're coming to you live from Fredericksburg, Texas.
Woo!
And we really are excited to create a community around knowing more about this divine blueprint, the source code. Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all.
We'll be back.
Peace. Thank you.